Hello everyone, and welcome to Manifestation with Margot. This is a new episode, new theme, new name for the new year. And hopefully it's going to be a lot of new knowledge for you guys to enrich your lives from now on and further. I was just listening to some of my old episodes and I loved it because I could just see how much, you know, we evolve and how different we become. And that is kind of a part of life. You learn the same thing, but there are so many layers to it. And hopefully I can present more of the layers and show you how to make manifestation and self-concept so much easier for you. As you guys know, I have been working in fashion, I've been working in finance, and I have always been really into teaching people how to do things they've never done before. I think everyone who's friends with me, they can relate. They're like, yeah, she put me onto manifestation. Yep, she put me onto all these self-help things. And yes, it is kind of a disease for me. And I love it because I feel like I can sit and evolve wherever I want. And that's how it is. New knowledge shifts your way of thinking. It gives you new tools and enriches your life. So without further ado, let's begin. First theme is self-concept. Now, self-concept is a new kind of thing. Like, I think it's a newer thing, or it's more talked about in social media than it has in the beginning. You know, Corona, and around Corona, we started with, like, 2020, we started with the banana bread. We started with the avocado toast. We started with all the Pilates and trying to, you know, get to know social media much better and all that. And now, yes, self-concept have been like really on, I think it's quite on peak right now, but it started like in 2021. We're all trying to understand manifestation because it's not just about asking and it's given, although it is, and it's a really good book called Ask and It's Given, which we're going to talk more about later. Just a quick explanation for people who don't know what manifestation is. It's a thinking method that you can think yourself into the desired reality you want. I know, isn't that great? Well, it sounds a bit quirky for some people, and for people who are really interested in science, I always recommend a book called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza, which is also a book we'll come back to. But how manifestation actually works is that we all are created with energy. And I will just use a little piece of Dr. Joe Dispenza's book, that Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. In that book, he talks more about research that was made by several of engineers and researchers. So the engineers were asked, and the researchers was asked to see if a particle is an energy or is a particle. So they were asked to study light and then come to a conclusion if the light was an energy or it was a particle. And it shows out to be that it all depended on the person who was observing the light. And with that, it wasn't quite 50-50, but they came to a conclusion that our reality and our observance of the reality is so different than anyone else. And you can stand on the same place and have different opinions about the same thing. And that, again, is recharged by our emotions, because our emotions are energy in motion. And the mood we have and the energy, the level of energy we're on, is what we attract. So usually we call it frequency. If you have like a higher frequency, which is knowledge, which is hope, which is love, which is being happy, which is being content, then you'll attract things much more easily. But if you have like low emotions, like low frequency emotions, like being sad, being feeling despair, feeling of being alone, or like feeling of being satisfied in your life. Now that is a low frequency energy. And the thing with the universe is always responding to your frequency. The universe is always responding to you being hopeful, you being happy, you being grateful, or you being ungrateful, or you being like pessimistic about stuff, or you being really skeptical about stuff. Oh, believe me, I've met a lot of people that have been skeptical in the beginning about manifestation. But don't you think I turned them around? But a more easy way to explain manifestation is that it all depends on our mood, right? If you wake up and you're trying to be grateful for stuff, that will uplift you because you'll remind yourself how many things are there in your life to appreciate and that your life is filled with some awesome things and people and it's a vibrant life. And so that would help you to have an even better mood and you'll carry that around to your job. And then you'll work, be happy, and be grateful for your work you have. And then you will have an even better mood. Talk to your bosses, talk to your colleagues, do your work in a really good manner. And so because you already have a positive outlook, majority of things you'll notice will be positive. And I have even done that myself. I have like told myself, today is going to be an awesome day. Today is going to be an awesome day. And I can like scream that out every day and my mom will be like, what the heck? What kind of girl have I given birth to? And I'm like a little one. And it kind of works for me because you kind of hype yourself up. You have to be your own hype person, hype man, woman, whatever you call it. You have to be your best cheerleader. But you can't do that out of the blue. For that, we need self-concept and self-concept work. Now, I will tell you what self-concept is in a bit. I just have to get my water. Okay, here it goes. Self-concept work is how you see yourself, how you see yourself in other people's eyes, your self-image, and how you think people perceive you. That creates a self-worth. And because that creates a self-worth, and because we work on frequency, we are always, always putting out our energy, our frequency to everyone we meet and showing them how to treat us. We're showing life how to treat us. We're showing everyone how to treat us. And that through clothes, that through how we talk, that's through how we behave, and that through what we prioritize in our life. Which makes sense, right? So what significance has self-concept in our life? Well, it has a huge significance because when you start to understand yourself, that is when you can understand where to tweak and where to better yourself. And that also takes a quite amount of time. But hey, we do have our whole life on us, don't we? And that's what's funny, because when you start working with yourself, you just feel you have so much time on you, because I am definitely not the person I was for like 6 months ago or 6 months before that again, because I'm always, always not working on myself as in it's a chore, but I'm trying to notice big and small things with me and really putting that into question. Like, what is it that triggers me? Why does it trigger me? But to do that, we need a level of clarity. And with that, I mean, we need a level of peace in ourselves, because while we are busy doing stuff in our everyday and we're like, you know, busy in the external world, we're also quite busy in our internal world. So if you don't notice what's going inside of you, you will never be able to tweak that or fix that or fix this. I think that's a hard word, but just like better yourself in many ways of life. And usually it all starts with your mind. And that's the thing. When you sit still, and that's why I tell people that meditation is the most powerful tool you can use, even if you're manifesting or whatever you're doing. When you sit still and you learn how to control your mind in those 2 to 5 minutes, you don't have to do more than that. When you sit still after you've been meditating, you can suddenly think about a really important task that you had to do, or like, oh shit, this I can do this, that will be fun, maybe this activity I haven't done for a while. And you will get all these new impulses that would help you to be more happy, because in this really busy world, we just forget how to be happy. And when we are out there being really busy and in a really low mood and like, you know, getting bored or whatever and not feeling satisfied, we're working from a low frequency energy, and that is what the universe will respond. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be happy all the time, go all crazy and be happy all the time. No, believe me, because the bad days are there to teach you something, and those will just continue if you don't pay attention and you don't understand what life is trying to teach you. Which is my next segment, is that our feelings works as a comfort radar. I will call it comfort radar. Our feelings works as a comfort radar. If we don't like certain things or stuff or experiences or people, ask yourself why you don't like them. Sometimes it's because our inner securities are coming up. It can be a lot of things that we don't like with ourselves that we can see in other people. Or it can be that, you know what, those people or that experience is nothing that is doing any good for you. But before we really get into that, self-concept is that you have to know your values, and you have to know your habits, and you have to know your qualities. Actually, I will put qualities first, values second, and then habits comes like the last. Because qualities, they really motivate us to do stuff. Like when we amp ourselves up to be like, you're the greatest podcaster, or like you're the greatest trader, or you're the greatest operation nurse. I don't know. I'm just telling you something now. You are really great at your profession. Oh my God, you're such a good listener. Oh my God, you are such a nice friend. You are such a caring friend. And you amplify that feeling and you own that feeling. Repetition makes it a reality. No, try it yourself. I promise. Repetition makes everything a reality, just like math. Nobody taught you in your mother's womb that 1 + 1 = 2. That's something you were taught in the real world. And because we repeated that, just like the alphabet, and just like because we repeated the alphabet like A, B, C, D, we know that A and B and C and D comes like after each other. That's a repetition. That is the result of repetition. So why can't we say nice things to ourselves? Why can't we say things that actually amplifies our good qualities and helps us in our daily life, in our personal life, in our career? And I personally have so many examples to give, like both my own personal experiences and also a lot of my friends have had the same experiences, but let's just start with mine because it's my podcast. I will bet money on it that people who knew me from 8 years ago have no mental clue of how it's working in my head right now or how I am today. No. And I say that because I've been working really hard on not just repeating affirmations to myself, but also create them as a habit. And that is like the second step of self-concept. First step is to meditate, is to say nice things to yourself, to really hype yourself up with affirmations. Now, I will tell you why affirmations works, because when you create peace and calm in yourself, that's when you can indoctrinate yourself. I know, I just wanted to use that word. But yeah, that's when you can actually listen to what you're saying. That's when you can actually listen to what's happening inside you as well. And self-concept, it sounds so much fun, but when you start working with yourself, a lot of things, a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings that you haven't dealt with, they tend to come on surface. And I can tell that out of experience as well. And that's what happened to me. When I started meditating, I was super insecure about myself. I was doing really well in fashion. I was busy 7 days a week. I remember at my lowest point, I had 56 people at my birthday, and all of them at a dinner party. And I didn't talk that much to them either. But here they were trying to like celebrate me. and I was at my lowest point, not able to receive any love, not because they didn't love me or they weren't nice to me. It was because I was not used to being nice to myself. I was so hard towards myself. I mean, I'm a 90s girl. I was preteen teen in Y2K, peak Y2K, where everyone wants to be a Paris Hilton. I know, that was me. I'm guilty. And since everyone was like having a hard time, and millennials, they were taught to like YOLO all the way. That YOLO costed me a lot of mental health, y'all. And we weren't so open about, we didn't know what mental health was. Like, we did know that people go to psychiatrists and they go to therapy, but that wasn't so talked about. So when I was in my fabulous 25, I was super depressed and super happy on the outside, but super depressed on the inside. And what I was asked to do by my mamaji, by my uncle, was to start meditating. And I know for you guys who have heard this story before is that I meditated, and the more I meditated, the more I cried, because it was so much happening inside of me when it came to emotions that I hadn't dealt with that came out in the most unexpected like timing. But you know, you sit there and you cry and you let your feelings out, even though you can speak about it as well. I mean, whatever floats your boat. Me, it just bursted out of me. And then you do the aftermath. Okay, why was I crying? Where did it come from? But that also needs clarity. So meditation, first step. Second step is saying nice things to yourself, because when you are in that clarity, that you don't have to cry necessarily, but when you are in that clarity, that's when you can actually adapt to everything you say. That's when your mind and heart really listens. And believe me, your subconsciousness, it starts to react that way. It starts to act accordingly. If you tell yourself you are a good girl, if you tell yourself you are good at your job, if you tell yourself you are the best wife, you are hot as hell, you're funny, you are fun, you are adventurous, you are exciting to be around, everyone loves you, you are well respected, all of that, it catches up. I have never, and I don't say it, I regret saying, I like sharing that, but I will, because I know my husband is listening. He finds this really funny. I find it really awkward. But now lately, I have not had, like, I put on some relationship weight, y'all. And now lately, I have not had one day I've been to the gym and I've been hit by a random person. And what I'm trying to come across with this weird story is that we all radiate a certain energy. And the more nice things you say to yourself, the more you radiate on that frequency. That high frequency that makes you happy, makes people appreciate you more. I mean, when you appreciate yourself, that is when people will appreciate you. Because another law of manifestation is law of attraction. You attract what you are. But now that has nothing to do with your external beauty. Is that everything to do with your internal beauty? Haven't you ever been so infatuated by a person who is not like a traditionally symmetrical, gorgeous, but her or his mind is just so beautiful, you're all captivated by it? That is because of everything that's going in his or her mind. Even Roald Dahl, the most fabulous author of the child authors of them all, the one who has written The Witches and Esveko and Matilda, he was definitely my big author that I loved to read as a child. Even he wrote in Hexna, in Witches, that your face can be weird, your eyes can be droopy, you can be really lumpy as a person, but if you have a beautiful mind, that lumpy face, that droopy eyes, all of it will look so beautiful because you will radiate in that level. And that is exactly what self-concept or working with self-concept is. You say nice things to yourself, you radiate in that frequency, And when you act accordingly, that is when things start to happen. When you act accordingly, you will come to a level, you will experience things that are different than you did before. You will reach to a higher level of knowledge, and that knowledge will one day or another, with the help of your inner work, with the help of your clarity, which you reach with meditation, all of that combined will create a paradigm shift in your life. And it's funny because here we are talking about manifestation, self-concept, and all that woohoo stuff. But I dare you to open any business book, like any, just pick one. And there will always be a chapter or a paragraph about mindfulness. Not about mindfulness, but generally, but about positive thinking, about your mood, and how you take care of that is by taking care of your body. And how do you take care of your body? Well, you go and you have a run, you lift some weights, or you do a mindful meditation, and you try to create a positive environment, a positive mental environment for yourself. Hence, be happy, take care of yourself, create high energy frequency for yourself. But again, to be happy, you need to motivate yourself. And that is where self-concept comes in the picture. Self-motivation is so incredibly important. So self-motivation starts with how you speak to yourself, about yourself, and how you speak about certain situations, and how you will then end up seeing that situation. As if you speak it in a positive way, you will see that in a positive light. If you see that in a negative way, or you think about it in a negative way, you will end up seeing it in a negative light. And as easy as that sounds, that is a huge task for some. Because we go about our life and we just collect everything we go through. Well, that was what I supposed to do. You know, it's a typical saying of my life created me like this. Really good, Hans. Yes, Hans, that's the name I came up with. Forget, I'm Norwegian even though I'm speaking English. Hans, you cannot be that skeptical. And you cannot think that life is only about your experiences. Hence, it is. But you choose which experience you want to take with you. You can collect your experiences, but which one is it you have the most benefit of collecting? The bad ones or the good ones? None. The ones that teaches you positive outcome about yourself. Those are the one you need to pick, Hans. Yeah, I think Hans understood that. But because we create inner calm, the inner work also becomes this huge cocktail of both self-concept and the way to paradigm shift. Because without inner work, you won't have any paradigm shift. And because, you know, self-concept and inner work will create new experiences for you, the paradigm shift is inevitable. You can't skip it. And if you want to skip it, believe me, life isn't constant. If you try to skip every self-awareness experience you get, life will be really hard because we are always evolving. We are always innovating. We are in a huge bubble of innovation all the time. And you don't want to be left behind. You still want to join the party. And so when I started meditating, I ended up with so much of my manifestation. I can just give you one of them. Well, I tell people that I manifested my man within 3 days. That is like a really huge topic on TikTok because people love to know that you can also manifest love. Yes, you can. We'll talk about that in another episode. But right now, I would like to tell you that I meditate money. And people find that extremely odd till I tell them this. If we are working on a high level of energy or like a low frequency energy, it will always be responded. So when you feel like you have what you want already, with thinking that it's already taken care of, and for that you have to feel extremely safe with your life, and that you do when you meditate, because clarity creates safety. And so when I meditate a mantra and really feel the mantra, with feeling the mantra, I mean, I try to feel the emotions of having it. which in this situation is safe, free, and abundant, because you are supposed to feel safe in your life. You're supposed to feel you're taken care of. You're supposed to feel like good things can happen to you. I mean, it's your life. It's given for you just one, this one time, and this is the time you're going to remember it. Of course, you're supposed to feel safe. Supposed to feel safe, free, free to do whatever you want, free to be creative, free to quit your job, free to not quit your job, free to live a certain way, free to feel happy and abundant, because you are put on this world to be abundant. And believe me, when we start feeling safe, we start feeling free and abundant and come into this peaceful clarity, things will just fall down to your lap. And I don't mean that 100,000 coronas will just fall down to your lap. It means that opportunities, it means that things will happen around you that will help you to manifest that money. You will get a job that will help you manifest that money. You will get new opportunities to create that money. You will meet new friends, network. You will create a really nice environment around you that will help you to be abundant. But how much you believe in it, that is all thanks to self-concept. The more nice things you will say to yourself, the more you will act accordingly, the more you will act accordingly, the more motivated you will become, the more motivated you will become, the more experiences you will have. And that is sorting out your inner blocks. And when you sort out your inner blocks, you'll have a paradigm shift. You will have new ways of seeing your life, seeing bad experiences, seeing life events, seeing your future. And then you'll create a different kind of future. You'll create a different kind of love life. You will create a different kind of you. And now if some of my old friends from 10 years apart or 8 years apart are listening to this, please send me a comment and let me know if that sounds more different than I was for like 8 years ago. Because I have a really good friend of mine, Sonia, and she tells me that all the time. You have really become a different person. And you do that when you start trusting yourself. And sometimes I do annoy the heck out of my man because he's like, oh my God, you're overly optimistic. And then I'm like, yeah, but this is your task to overcome. And it is. I will continue that in our episode of love and relationships. But we have to go further to paradigm shift, because when we clear our inner blocks, when we let our feelings up to the surface with help of clarity and peace, that is when we have a paradigm shift. And paradigm shift is talked so much about. It's talked about in Think and Grow Rich, is talked about in every business books, is talked about from one of the biggest manifesting teachers and manifestors called Bob Proctor. He talks about paradigm shift. Neville Goddard talks about paradigm shift when he talks about self-concept, which is all about ask and it's given. It's all about law of assumption. It's about just living in the future and living like you are your future self in present moment. Instead of asking to be rich, you maybe start not living like the rich if, you know, your bank doesn't allow you, but you start reading up to what like wealthy people read. You start trying to grow some good hobbies, try to specialize in some skill. Take better care of yourself, invest in yourself, because that is always done by wealthy, prosperous people. They take care of their body, they take care of their mind, because that is what they have with them their whole life. I mean, even though how much love you give to your family, how much love you give to your friends, and they appreciate that and they will be there for you, but you are the only one who is going to stay with yourself your whole life. Not even your partner is going to be there for your whole life. So taking care of yourself is so extremely important. Also, it's the center of manifestation and self-concept, because we don't only manifest with our thoughts. We manifest with our whole body when we try to feel, to have and live in the future, in the present. And with that, I mean, if your future self is waking up at 5 p.m., you wake up at 5 p.m. If your future self is waking up feeling prosperous every day. You try to be grateful about stuff and try to feel prosperous every day. See, it's the feeling, it's the body that helps you to manifest stuff. It's not just your mind. So having a healthy balance between mind and your body, that's everything. And I was talking to my sister, I think it was yesterday, and we were just laughing about the fact that we have been brought up in peak Y2K. And so we were so used to making fun of people who, you know, drink organic coffee, meditate, believe in all this astrology, all this woohoo. And now here we are. I am getting so deep into self-concept, teaching people how to manifest money. I've actually taught people to manifest money within hours. And if you go into my link, which is, I will describe it here on the description box. It's a newsletter you'll get every week, every Sunday, to get ready for your Mondays. And also, I am working on a really special manifestation program that will be out there. It's a 35-page manifestation program where you will get the tools to how to meditate, how to unblock your internalized way of thinking, how to create abundance in your life. And it's a step-by-step to good books you can read and just to how to get your inner work going. And I also do one-on-one coaching if you want that. I do also work on worldwide time. Well, I try to. I have some clients in Canada, and I do have some clients here in Norway as well. So, you know, we'll find a good time. It's always a good time to manifest. And so when you make that body and that mind work together, the growth is inevitable. You will always reach for growth. But to do that, self-concept is so important, because when you say all these nice things to yourself, it kind of becomes this description on you. It becomes this recipe on you. And it becomes these qualities and values become recipe on how it is to stay abundant, how you can create yourself to an abundant being. And when you give yourself that amount of positivity every day, whatever you do will create abundance. And I can bet money on that. And why I say that is because abundance is not out there. Abundance is in our positivity. Abundance is in our thinking, and what kind of way we choose our thinking should direct us. Should it direct us in a negative way or in a positive way? So when we think more positive, we will then end up thinking good about a situation, work out of positivity out of that situation, and get positive results. And the times we don't, we will teach ourselves that was not a good time for me. That was not a good outcome. I don't want that in my life. Because remember, guys, feelings are a radar to abundance. Your feelings tells you if you're safe. And if they don't tell you that you're safe, then you have to inspect yourself and ask, why am I not safe? Either way, a paradigm shift will happen. A new sense of knowledge, a new sense of ability is doomed to happen, but only when you have guidelines for yourself. And self-concept is exactly that. But that does not happen without inner blocks. And that is what I help people with. I help you to reach to your inner block. I don't tell you how to do it, but I help you and I lead you through whatever you should go through. Because we all have different lives. We all have different realities. And that's why, even though the recipe might be the same, but how to make the cake can be different ways. It can be like a traditional kind. It can be a vegan kind that you have to refrigerate in your refrigerator for, like, I don't know, 4 hours. That's what I'm going to make for my mom because it's Mother's Day. But that's what happens. You start meditating. You work on self-concept. You work on inner blocks. If you need some help, contact me. I have my Instagram linked up here and my newsletter. Let me know if you need any help and follow me on TikTok for more manifestation tips. And in the next episode, we will go even more deep into the layers of self-concept, how paradigm happens, and inner blocks, and where those inner blocks usually come from. So there is a part 2 for that before we dive in. to love, relationship, and how to manifest love.